Today is July 11th. It is 12:03 in the afternoon. I had given up on the territorial male on Meditation Hill right by section because I had not seen him since Hurricane Dennis. But I heard him about 10 minutes ago, and so I've gathered a bunch of materials together and rushed up here. I've arrived to find that there are two males. I think they're both males. On one of the perches that the focal male has originally used, the behaviors that they're doing are hard to describe. So both males I'm not completely certain that they're males yet. So they're sitting on a twig that is mostly vertical, but has a couple of twigs coming off of it that are horizontal. And so the one on the right is kind of at a 45-degree angle vertically above the one on the left. The one on the right, hard to tell from here, but it's probably 6 inches or 8 inches away from the one on the left. I'm relatively close to both of them. I'm probably, 15 meters away. And from what I've seen, I haven't seen any white on their rectrices, so that would mean that they are male. Although I'm going to continue looking to try and be sure that's the case. Neither bird is singing. I've got the microphone pointed right at them. But both birds are moving around quite a bit. The one that's above on the left has done a fair amount of bill wiping, and it's kind of continuously turning its body from side to side with its feathers kind of fluffed up. Right now it's facing the one on the left, twitching from side to side. And the one on the left is just sitting there, feathers fluffed up. Now the one on the left is scratching its head. Now it's just sitting there again. The one on the right is still twitching from side to side. All the time I've been sitting here, I've probably been here for 5 minutes or so now while I've taken... I first tried to take some video before switching over to the microphone. All the time that I've been sitting here, I haven't heard a thing. So the one on the left waggled its tail up and down a little bit. Now it's holding still again. The one on the right is still twitching from side to side, doing some bill wiping, more twitching. And all the behavior is bizarre. I would expect if they were holding mating territories that adult males would not stand the presence of another nearby, but that seems not to be the case here. I recall seeing three vervain hummingbirds sitting near each other when I was at Windsor last year. So this is not a isolated set of behavior, but this is something the species apparently exhibits, at least occasionally. The noise in the background is the stream that's nearby. Usually the stream is nothing but a trickle, but with the hurricane and the really coarse soil, the flow in the stream has been huge, and it's receded just a little bit over the past couple of days. Even though the hurricane was, 3 or 4 days ago now. So the turning from side to side behavior continues. The one on the right is doing it mostly, but the one on the left is moving its head around a little bit and waggling its tail from time to time. The one on the right is twitch. Back, forth. A truly bizarre behavior. I don't know what to make of it. It could be that there's a whisper song taking place that's inaudible to me, but if that's the case, the microphone probably won't pick it up either. Again, I have the microphone more or less pointed directly at the birds. I'd have to look at my notes to say which perch they're on, but they're on one of the original perches that the male had on the territory. Of the five or so perches, two of them were banana plants, and both of the banana plants were flattened by the storm. So the one on the left is absolutely a male. I've seen no white in its rectrices, and its tail is partially spread as it's doing the twitching behaviors. The one on the left is preening a bit. If I had a spotting scope, I could be sure, but with my 10x43 Pentax binoculars, I'm still not completely sure. The day is mostly calm, it's cloudy right now, but there has been scattered sun, and there was a brief bit of rain earlier, but it was not enough to send me inside when I'm sitting by my wrestler trap. I'm going to stop recording now and switch over to the notebook. To the tape. These are definitely both male, because I've seen their tails through my binoculars, and both of them have the tails and they're sure males. The display that was described in the Ghosts Bird Club broadsheet that I, for a while, was disbelieving is exactly what these two birds are doing. I have a good 5 minutes of tape, of digital videotape of it, and since the DV tape is going to run out soon, I've switched over to recording what's going on with this. The birds occasionally scold each other, usually when they're out of sight, apparently because they've had physical contact, that is to say they're fighting. So right now, what they're doing is they rise up in the air together, kind of parallel to each other, and then they both glide back down to a perch, and then they rise up again and then glide back down to a perch. And the amplitude of these rises and glides varies quite a bit. They're perched right next to each other, now they fly up, and then they're perched again, now they fly up, and oh, now they're rising, coming to the stop, okay, now they're gliding, then they stop, and then glide down again, and come over, and now they're almost perched right next to each other, and one flies at the other, now they're rising up again, rising, stopping, now they're gliding back down, now they're landing right next to each other, one above the other, one jumps at the other one, then now they're rising up, rising, slowly, okay, now diving back down, that was maybe 10 meters tall, now they've landed a fairways apart, now one flies over to the other one, now they're flying at each other, they fly up and then drop back down, that was a rise of maybe 2 meters, one is perched well above from the other, oh, now below one flies up to the other one, now they're flying up again, now they drop back down, that was about 2 meters, they perched apart from each other, now one flies over at the second one, and now they're facing off and rising, stopping, oh, now they're gliding down, that was maybe 5 or 6 meters, they land right next to each other. And oh, now they pair off and they fly up again. That was maybe 3 meters and drop back down. One dives the other, a little sharp maneuver. Now they're from the perch, they rise up and then drop back down, maybe 1 meter. Wow. And I'm going to write in the notebook. It's 12:35. There was some scolding a moment ago. Just after I turned it off, but it's gone. So they just flew over to perch 5. Okay, now one is flying way high up, far off, and it just disappeared from my view. But so it's 12:37, and about 20 seconds ago, they switched perches. I can see neither of them now, but I believe one has just flown off. Well, I believe I've missed taping all of the scolding calls and other calls that sounded very similar to the scolding that I was hoping to get. Back to writing the notebook.